Now, if someone might ask you, will you do it? And you say, no matter how many times you ask me, I
will do it.
No, I
won't do what you mean.
You say, okay, no matter how many times you ask me, I
won't do it.
Okay. Now, if you get something done, some hard work, you're doing it all by yourself, and a friend was just sitting over there drinking a cool glass of water or something, you might say, well, you
even talk to your friend?
Yeah, you're speaking about, you might at what? You would say, well, dadgum, Nate.
Well, if a fellow's sitting there, now if he's sitting there supposed to be helping you.
You finished the job,
uh-huh.
You went over to him and you said, now, you know,
you didn't help me do anything.
Okay, or you might at what?
Well, I felt like that was it's too lazy or stubborn. So people being so many different types of way there, you see, and because a lot of people see you doing something other, they could help you do it, but they're too lazy to have to do it sometimes, and then they should have helped, you see.
Could have helped me, or you what? I finished the job now, but you might what?
If I finished the job, then you didn't help me, so.
But you might what? You might?
You
might have wanted.
Well.
Would your mom have helped me?
If you finished the job for us, well, you should have helped me.
Okay.
Should have helped me. And then.
Or you might what? Instead of should, you say might. You
might, I don't know just how to get at that.
Instead of just take should out and put might in there, you'd say you might have.
You might have could have helped me.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Might have could have helped me, yeah.
All right. Now, speaking of being able to do something, you might say, I'm not sure, but I don't know whether I can or not, but
if I don't know who I could or not, but if I can, I will.
And I might what?
I might could.
Okay, all right. Now, I want to get into animals with you. The type bird that can see in the dark is a
Hoo owl.
Hoo owl?
Yeah, squeech owl. Well, they call you a squeech owl.
Yeah.
And that's an owl, an owl group. They've got two or three different types to call them.
What types you got?
We call the old hoo owl, and then we have the squeech owl.
Okay.
And so it's another type of color there.
You got a kind of bird that drills his head in a tree?
Yeah, well, that you call that I'd call him a south sucker or redhead, something
yeah.
like that. Yeah. I mean, he'll dig a hole right on the inner tree there. It's another kind. There's two or three of those birds that dig a hole in a tree. But I do know of two. It's called a south sucker and a redhead.
Okay.
They'll make a hole anywhere.
You call them what? What's the name of those birds?
One of them is called the old redhead. His head is red. And then the other one's kind of a brown type. What we would call, I don't know if that's a proper name, that's what we call them. When I was reared up, we call them sap suckers. But I don't know where that name, I don't know where it's a popular name, but that's what we was trained, what we was, was learned to call them.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's two different types.
Now, Mr. those birds, they peck their heads at the tree, at the wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Peckerwoods. Yeah.
Peckerwoods?
Peckerwood, yeah. Peckerwoods.
Okay.
That's right. Right. Peckerwoods.
I don't know if I asked you this or not, but did you ever have a class of people that you compared to Peckerwoods?
I tell you what, the class, what people surrounded with, I don't believe in them like that. But they call the white people, they call them the Peckerwoods.
Okay.
You know.